Max Bookstore. In May in Whitehorse, I sat in Max Bookstore, huddled behind a little table and a stack of books ready for signing, filled with just one aching question. Who is going to walk into Max on a warm Wednesday afternoon seeking Come By Chance? About growing old in stories caught between Atlantic and Pacific coasts. And because I don't know what I'm doing in Max Bookstore, I write in my journal, notes for this poem, perhaps. The lonely poet sits alone at a little table in Max Bookstore, exposed in Whitehorse like a petty criminal, locked in the stock, laughing stock for the public's gaze, surrounded by the ghosts of Robert Service and Jack London. I once sell many, if any, books, but J.K. Rowling is a billionaire. I feel like a bear in a cage at the zoo or the nature park. Look, see the poet write. See the poet pretend to write. What is the poet writing? A poem or a grocery list? See the poet sad with so many words nobody wants or needs. Behind the counter, Talia tells me she has more copies of my book in the back, like she anticipates I will need lots more, or is perhaps stoking my dull desire. I see the poet, dark and feral and furtive, in the door of the Coca-Cola cooler, while a grim old woman sits silently on my shoulder, like she suspects poets. A man with a huge mustache stops by. "So, you're from Newfoundland? I knew a Newf once. He was funny. Are you funny?" "Not really," I admit. Then Charlie shows up and tells me he was once taught by a teacher I once taught, and buys a book because she asked him to, and we begin to talk about George Herbert and Anglicanism and African bishoprics and gay marriage, like those are angles we can handle without poetry's angels glaring back. And in the dusty sunlight, I stroll back to the Westmark Hotel, glad I sold a book.